Brittany's Big Show.
Brittany never did no mess like that.
Hot and fresh. Just got something that came up on Twitter here to our timelines. I'm going to play back for you right now. Mike Garoppolo.
You might not want to play that because you might have to change your mind.
From NFL Now on NFL Network. And this started off, him and Siciliano, talking about... do I hear something?
Yeah, you're hearing a little Andrew Brandt in the background. We're trying to replay it and get it. Close the door, Leroy.
Sorry. I don't know. I don't know if it's coming through the mic. It's just distracting. On NFL Network, NFL Now, Mike Garoppolo and Siciliano both having a conversation. Now, the start of this conversation you'll hear is reference to Bob McGinn's report that apparently Rodgers is referencing people, referencing Gutekunst to his teammates as Jerry Krause. Tyler Dunn, I don't know if you guys saw this, he hopped into the fray on Twitter and confirmed those reports. And he said absolutely in text messages he has referred to Goody as Jerry Krause. So Tyler Dunn confirming what Bob McGinn already reported. Fine. So now here is Mike Garoppolo and Siciliano on NFL Network talking about that. But just listen through this because then Garoppolo adds in some other stuff that I hadn't heard to this point.
Yes. What do I make of it? I make that it is accurate. I mean, it's been one of the rumors that's been kicking around the last couple of days. I just Mike Silver and I were discussing it the other day, and I said, well, I don't have anybody that heard it or saw it firsthand. But, you know, yeah, it's something that's been mentioned. And, yeah, you're right, Andrew. I mean, it's Jerry Krause who dismantled that Bulls dynasty, but it's also Jerry Krause who built that Bulls dynasty. I mean, that's a big part of the story being left out here. But it does show the disdain, I think, for Brian Gutekunst's moves and what he's done as general manager. I don't know if it's a personal thing, but at least what he's done in his job that Aaron Rodgers has for him. And I'll add one more thing to this, because now it's all coming out, right? Now that the story's out there, everybody, oh, this happened and this happened and this happened. What I'm told from multiple sources is that Aaron Rodgers was telling the Packers prospective free agents, basically, before you make any decision, I'm probably not going to be here, right? And to the point where he was telling them, I'm told, all the way back to the beginning of last season. Now, that was in the wake, the months after the team had drafted Jordan Love. Did they believe that was the case or take that into consideration as they made their individual decisions all along the way? Well, David Bakhtiari, who's about as close to Aaron Rodgers as it gets, signed an extension with the team in November. So I think, like a lot of us, the players were hearing that saying, yeah, he's upset, he doesn't love it here, but he'll be here come next season. Well, we don't know right now. And those players who decided on their future decided to make the decisions on their own futures for their own personal well-being rather than whether they thought that Aaron Rodgers was still going to be here. And by the way, those destination spots that he would like to get to, I'm told the players knew all of those when they were hearing this stuff from Aaron Rodgers back in the fall.
So, based on Mike Garoppolo, let's go. Let's unpack, as you two like to use that term.
Someone needs to be eye rolling and like, child, please.
No, hold on a second.
I'll put this on the child, please.
That's fine. You don't have to believe it.
Like, yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
I mean,
yeah,
everybody,
play
everybody.
I say play along,
everybody.
Man.
No, hold on. Everybody in general, though, is going to believe what they want to or not believe what they don't want to. Sure. Not just Leroy. Like, fans, everybody is in the same situation. Man. Choose to believe what you want.
Correct.
I just want to go with what he said here.
Oh, my God.
If that's true, that's worse than Brett. That's worse than Brett. It's over.
All of it is.
If you're telling guys on other teams who may want to consider playing with you that you
I do not believe
don't
that.
Plan on coming back after this that upcoming season was done and you weren't going to be here and this was planned from before. So you in your mind then, before the season started, you're like, I'm going to have a hell of a year and then they can screw themselves and I'm out of here. If that's where his mindset was, and again, I know Leroy, he doesn't hold grudges. But if that was his mindset going into the season,
let's not even.
Oh man,
Steve, this is.
I mean, it's one thing to tell people now, Steve, like Richard Sherman now is a free agent. You tell him that. That's one thing. To do it before last season, that's
correct.
A whole nother.
And this is what I told you earlier. That's why it's worse, because then this would mean that David Bakhtiari knew before he signed his contract, and that Aaron Jones knew before he signed his contract.
Yeah, because you would assume he was telling them too. Well, definitely Bakhtiari.
How about he didn't tell nobody that? Have y'all looked at both sides?
May not. But
I need
I'm
Steve
just,
to say me not to.
That's what I'm saying. The Brian Gutekunst to me makes it worse. Right. Brett Favre ain't never did no mess like that. Now, he ain't want to be here, but as far as we know. Now, you know. But this guy, if it's true, now Brett can, Aaron Rodgers can come out and say that we're all stupid. This is not true. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was sitting back the whole time, listening to this, blah, blah. He can deny all this because he hadn't said a word. But if it's true, this ain't even close to what Brett Favre did. Now, he's not even the same, not even the same room.
Who did it first?
But not only that, if
I don't care who did it first.
Oh, that's not important.
No, who did it
the
worst?
So who did the Lambeau leap first?
Who did it the worst?
No one cares about who did it
or
second.
That who did it the best.
That man made money off of your leap. Stop.
Ain't nobody make no money off of the leap.
Sure stop. Robert Brooks, you need to stop.
Robert made it famous.
You brought it up, not me.
So, I want to tell you about this.
No one cares who did it second, third, fourth, fifth, eighth, ninth, 11th,
I want to tell you about this whole Lambeau leap stuff, too.
What are y'all talking about?
Well, I saw you on a little network there, wherever you are, and you brought up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You brought up Robert Brooks when you were making your pick. That was really nice of you.
Yeah, Robert's the
NFL Network.
But he made it famous.
He
did it first, but he made
it. Sure. No one knew about that.
But you know who's not? You know who's not a good teammate? Aaron Rodgers. You are.
Now listen here.
But he ain't.
If this is true. I would be irate if I was anybody that played with that dude last year.
Why can you not be?
You try to essentially stop guys from coming to help us possibly win a Super Bowl by telling him that nonsense.
Yes.
What are you doing? I would be beyond mad if I was anybody in that locker room, if this is true. Now, again, Gravel says he's got multiple sources.
Okay,
fine. If any player that he told this to eventually comes out and says, he told me that, like,
Other than Jake Kumerow, who did he ever speak to a free agent about coming back?
Well, I don't know about Richard Sherman. Sherman's out there talking about this a lot.
Leave Sherman
you don't
want to
talk about? Why? Because it could have been Richard Sherman last year.
Richard, ain't nobody signing Richard Sherman.
Not now. Last year, he was in the league.
Oh, child, please.
He was in the league.
See, listen. We always talk about free agents going to play with who? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Sure.
We heard that about Aaron Rodgers, so we'll debunk that one. Give me the next thing y'all got. That's debunked. With free agent, once they say free agent, it ain't got nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. Because we all hope he would call free agents and get them to come. Now, y'all telling me, y'all, and you and the young man, name I can't pronounce, say call free agents, don't sign, but two guys sign contracts? With Aaron Jones and Bakhtiari, some of the stuff you have to think about and say, you know what? That don't even make sense.
Or Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones both thought they weren't going to get more elsewhere, so they took the deals that were offered.
No, they want to stay here.
Maybe that's what it was.
Aaron Jones' agent told you he could have got more, but he wanted to stay.
We never got to that point to actually see it.
But
and that, as you saw
but
the
did
rest.
Did his agent say that?
Leroy, the rest
and
of the
like
running back.
His agent.
The rest, right, Rosenhaus. The
yes.
rest of the running back market got squat.
It don't matter.
No,
it don't matter.
It does matter.
No, it don't.
So Drew got Goody and Russ Ball to give him more money than he was going
to
get from anybody else.
We'll never know. I'm telling you what the man said.
I'm telling you, the rest of the market got nothing.
I don't care about the rest of the market. I'm talking about the top running back. He said he
wanted
to stay.
That's what he said. Yes.
That's what he said.
Now,
are we not going to think he's the best agent? You and Gary think
yes, he is. He got the Packers for more than anybody else could get him for.
He said to protect himself and his reputation, Aaron Jones wanted to stay a Green Bay Packer. But if Aaron Rodgers told Aaron, man, I ain't coming back, you better not sign, don't that just flies in the face of that?
No, because if Aaron doesn't think he can get more money somewhere else, and his agent goes, this is the most we're going to get, like, you got
to
take
it. We'll never know if he never went to unrestricted free agent.
Well, wait a second, but you're saying, why would Aaron still sign the deal? I'm telling you why.
If
Rosenhaus goes,
phone call, why would he do it?
I don't think we're going to get more money elsewhere. So if you don't want to stay because you don't think Aaron's staying, that's fine, but I don't think I can get you that number when we go out to free agency. It's your call.
How do you know, Steve? I want you to do some logic thinking. Forget about Drew Rosenhaus. How will we know if he was never unrestricted, made it to that date? He signed 2 days before we could be unrestricted.
I'm just telling you, based on the other running backs, nobody else got paid. Well, so that tells me
you won't answer my question.
They saw how it was going. You're saying
he sets the market.
Did he?
He set the market, yes.
Well, he did a horrible job then.
But you say he's a super agent.
All right,
I'm just telling you that he wants to stay green.
We got to come back. We're back after this on Wendy's Big Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue to argue in the break.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.